With the midterm general elections fast approaching, VPR is featuring a series of interviews with minor party and independent candidates running for statewide office. You can hear these interviews in the weeks leading up to the November election on Morning Edition and during All Things Considered. Today, we're speaking with Brad Peacock, an independent candidate for U.S. Senate, running for the seat that's currently held by Senator Bernie Sanders. Brad Peacock, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
So you've said that you were inspired to get into politics by Senator Sanders. So why are you running against him for this seat?
Well, I believe Vermonters deserve a full-time senator who is laser-focused on the needs of improving and growing our state. And, you know, that doesn't really have a higher ambition for office. And how I see it is Senator Sanders has been running for president since about 2015. So, you know, this continuous run. And, you know, he's asked the question constantly, are you running? And doesn't really give an answer. So we just have to assume that he is.
So essentially, you assume that he'll be running for president in 2020, and that would abbreviate or limit the time that he spends being senator for Vermonters?
Correct. I mean, we saw in the last presidential election, you know, he missed 72% of his votes in the Senate and hardly held an event. I don't even think he held an event in Vermont in 2016. So, you know, it absolutely is going to take his focus elsewhere.
Well, let's talk about a few national issues. The Trump administration wants to cut the number of legal immigrants to a historic low in the U.S. Do you support those efforts of the Trump administration?
No. Legal immigration is vitally important to our economy and bringing in new minds. I support strong border security and enforcing our immigration laws as they are.
Well, in terms of the issue of illegal immigration, Vermont has an estimated 1,500 or so undocumented immigrants working on dairy farms. And a lot of those farmers say that their farms would go under if not for those workers. What would you say to them?
I would say, you know, you have to do what you have to do. But hopefully we can get those people, you know, coming out of the shadows, and so they can become citizens. There's no reason that we have so many illegal immigrants. It's because seemingly Congress can't get together and pass a comprehensive immigration reform.
Senator Sanders is a longtime proponent of universal health care, so-called Medicare for all. Do you support that policy? And if so, how would you pay for it?
So I support that goal. An overall goal is great. How we get there, you know, there was only 16 senators that have signed on to his bill, so all Democrats don't even agree on how to get there. For me, it's about how, you know, what can we do now? So I think we can restructure prescription drug pricing, just like the Veterans Administration does, and so we can negotiate prescription drug prices for people. I think starting maybe at universal primary care or lowering the age to 55 and ensuring that all children have health care. I think that's really important. Paying for it, I think there are a lot of inefficiencies in government. So if we were able to, you know, scale back or cut back in certain areas, I think we would be able to find the money.
You are a full-time farmer, correct?
Correct.
And you're also a veteran, is that right?
That's true, yes.
So what do you see, given those backgrounds and your experience living and working here in Vermont, what do you see as the most pressing issue for the state of Vermont?
Oh, I would say affordability. You know, we have a hard time keeping our younger populations from, you know, leaving the state. And that's a real problem. It's a problem because we have an aging populace and we actually have job openings, but people have sort of gotten in that mindset that it's just too expensive here. It's, you know, there's no, we have a affordability crisis in housing. So, you know, I've been talking to voters and they said, you know, we've been living here for 10 years and renting and we want to buy a house. We just can't afford it. So I think, you know, keeping our youth here is vitally important and getting our economy humming.
And how would you address that if you were to win this this race for Senate?
So my plan is to really focus on rural economic development. I mean, there's a lot of people that joke, you know, there's Chittenden County is the state, and then there's the state of Vermont. Well, we need to just come together and really work. And most of Vermont is a rural economy. So getting broadband, laying fiber optic, that's important. So getting the money to do that, so that people can stay here and start businesses. Building our towns and cities sort of up and not out. So municipal infrastructure of laying more sewer lines and water lines is very important because it keeps people in the downtown and it also reduces our carbon footprint in the world.
You're a first-time candidate. I'm just curious, you know, you're relatively young for someone running for political office. Why jump straight to running for U.S. Senate rather than, say, state rep or state senate or a lower-level seat like that?
Sure, yeah. I hear a lot of people say term limits, and they don't want career politicians. So, and then people ask, well, why don't you start small? Well, you know, I could start small, but then I would have a career in politics. And so I believe, you know, it's good to have really fresh ideas going in, and I am for term limits, so I want to get there, get things done, and get out and get back to farming.
Brad Peacock is an independent candidate running for U.S. Senate in Vermont. Brad Peacock, thanks so much.
Thank you.